Blackstone Audio presents Last Act in Palmyra, a Marcus Didius Falco mystery by Lindsay Davis. This book is read by Simon Preble. For Janet. 6 o'clock, first there, bags a table. With neither gunshots nor simulated rape, and only one insult to lawyers. There comes a time in everyone's life when he feels he was born to be an actor. Something within him tells him he is the coming man, and that one day he will electrify the world. Then he burns with the desire to show them how the thing's done, and to draw a salary of $300 a week. Jerome K. Jerome. And let those that play your clowns speak no more than is set down for them. But there be of them that will themselves laugh, to set on some quantity of barren spectators to laugh too, though in the meantime some necessary question of the play be then to be considered. William Shakespeare. Prologue. The scene is set in Rome, in the circus of Nero, and in a small back room at the Palace of the Caesars on Palatine Hill. The time is A.D. 72. Synopsis. Helena, daughter of Camillus, is a young girl disappointed by Falco, a trickster, who seemed to have promised her marriage. He now claims he has been let down by Vespasian, an emperor, his patron. In the nick of time, Thalia, a high-class entertainer, and Anacritus, a low-class spy, both suggest ways in which Falco may escape from this predicament. But he must prevent Helena discovering what he is up to, or a chorus of...